Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. Yep. To find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you will see how you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And boy, do we need to do some relating to each other these days, don't we, folks? It's my special pleasure to welcome back Athena Starr tonight. She is a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker, in addition to being a reverend. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone for personal and career success, relationships, and prosperity. She's also a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, and sessions media. And so let me welcome Athena. Athena, how are you tonight?
Oh, hi. We are wonderful. Thank you. It's Elvis Presley's birthday, and I understand he would have been 86 tonight, so we're going to specially tune in with him tonight and all the legions, of course.
Good, good. Well, we certainly need legions of light, that's for sure. And
Oh, yes.
I'm grateful to have you with me tonight. You're always a calming influence, and I think for a lot of people, that's exactly what they need right now is some calm, some reassurance, knowing that they're on the path they're supposed to be in, that everything's in divine order, even when it seems like chaos. So thank you for joining me tonight, and thank you for bringing your studying influence with you, and I know you have some events that you want to talk about in your own world, so I'm going to let you, I'll turn it over to you for a moment.
Okay, and then we can go right into our beautiful meditation activations, which are very important because we're in the new year, 2021. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. Like Guru
All right.
used to say that. Happy New Year. It is definitely a new year of new frequencies, and this month I'm offering two special teleconferences, the new moon and the week of the full moon, this January, I keep wanting to say November, I don't know why, I must be back in November, January 14th, Thursday night, 7 p.m., and January 28th, which is the full moon in Leo, and the new moon's in Cancer, and they're both at 7 p.m. and offering a special of $50 for both of those teleconferences. They're activations for prosperity and career in 2021 to set off the new year energy. So I encourage everyone to get in touch with us. We'll give our information in a moment, well, again. And also I'm offering for sessions this month $50 for a 30-minute powerful session, which we do energy work and bring through a lot of guidance from the Intergalactic Federation of Light, Ascended Hosts, Angelic Hosts, and Cosmic Legions, always knowing that everything is in, as we were talking about earlier, divine order, and we're going to do a peace meditation tonight with, there's actually a cosmic being called Peace, and also, ironically, Elvis is in the Blue Lotus Legions, which is the Himalayan Masters. And their ray is the blue-silver ray, which is divine will, and it also is peace and communications and faith, just like Archangel Michael, the blue silver faith represents faith and peace and all of that. So Elvis, thank you. We're so glad you're with us. He is in my book on Amazon. It's an e-book. It's under $5. It's called Celebrity Insights from Beyond. I encourage and invite everyone to order that book tonight if they can on Amazon. It's on, you know, it's a Kindle e-book, Celebrity Insights from Beyond. So you can have it immediately. It's under $5. Yes, I think everyone on this line can do that. So I invite you to do that, and that'll help my Amazon ratings go up. Thank you. Not because of that reason, but just because Elvis is in the second chapter. And we go over the focus with him about the symbolic nature of his whole life, the blue suede shoes, blue Hawaii. He is in the blue ray. That's his legion. And it is peace, and it is divine will, divine order. So that's what we're focusing on tonight in our meditation. That's what we're up to this year. So the key is not to allow your emotional body, mental body, to drop too much into the fear vibration that's created through the last several days because of what's happened in Washington. It is a lot of chaos and emotion, but when we let our emotional self go into that lower vibration too much, too long, without doing our meditations and playing high-frequency music and that kind of thing to keep our vibration high, what happens is we begin to sink into the 3D level instead of 4D or 5D, which this planet is moving into. And when that happens, then we feel distressed or depressed or whatever. What we're saying is try not to work on staying above the riffraff, above, like you're floating out in the ocean. Stay above the waves so that you're in no time, no space, so that you're not pulled into the lower level vibrations of the fear that's happening on the 3D. Divine order, there's always a silver lining, and the silver lining will be shown soon, and it's all part of the plan, even though it seems chaotic at this time. Sometimes these things have to happen. Why? For all the people to see, to get it, to understand. Hello, wake up call. This is what's really happening beneath the surface. All this Spirit has said in this last year, a lot of surface stuff has come up to be rooted out and cleared and transmuted, transcended. And the virus thing, that also it's on 3D, but it's basically moving. It's moving through, and it also pushes people, society, to progress into new evolvement is what that kind of thing does. The bottom line is also it's going to get straightened out and pulled back into alignment and into control and dissipated. And again, I estimate by May, June, everyone will be breathing more sigh of relief of things getting back into, normal, in quote marks. So that's what's coming through as I'm speaking tonight. So if we focus on that, you know, and know that, step into that, there is no time and space, and step into the now that it's already dissipating, being dissolved, being higher order and higher better technology for medical and everything else coming as a result, the blessings in all of this, and moving beyond the lower level fear vibration, we will be able to do more in our lives and create more and help others and just be in a better space. So we're here holding the peace frequency. So as we call in the cosmic being named Peace tonight, there is actually a cosmic being named Peace. She's beautiful. So we're calling her in, and all the love stars and Elohim, lead council, universal councils and legions of light that represent the Peace Star, which is blue, silver, and all the Himalayan masters with Elvis. We call them in to invoke their presence within and around us, beaming in through as we breathe in 7 to 9 counts and let the energies from the legions of light pulsate through from above down through your entire being into the center of the earth. We call in what's called the threefold flame and the sevenfold flame, which are the ascension flames, to blaze through kind of like a rainbow crystalline light to blaze through and rebalance, realign our entire being, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual bodies, multidimensional, to come back into alignment, back into a greater harmony. As we link in with the new octave, the new frequency of 2021, which is powerful, it helps us to move back into center more quickly. That's what it really is about, is how maybe you could start playing a little challenge with yourself on a daily basis. Okay, I'm going to do my meditation this morning, my prayers, and go about my day. But if I get off center today, and for some reason, whatever that is, how long will it take me to get back into center, to pull myself back into center, realign my bodies? And we can do that. There's many different ways and methods of doing that. I'm sure everyone on the call knows about centering. But the bottom line is play a little game with yourself every day from now on and just do that. And then when you find, oh, I got back into center, something happened today, but I caught myself, I realigned my energy, I did some deep breathing, brought in some high-frequency music, breathed through it, brought my heart center back into alignment, put my right hand over the heart center. That's one of the most quick ways of bringing yourself back into center, is placing your right hand over your heart and talking to your cosmic heart, your emotional, mental, physical, spiritual bodies. And just invoking the words, Lord, be still. Lord, be still. My mighty I Am presence knows all, sees all, and is all. Divine order is now in this situation. The divine solution comes to me easily and effortlessly for this situation, whatever it is. All is peace, all is alignment, all on the 3D level appears chaotic, but I'm going to move back into my center, which is an inner knowing that no matter what, I'm sending out this peace vibration, this alignment of knowing and faithfulness with the divine, with myself, with all others, that all will be cleared, transcended, and realigned into greater harmony now and forever. So as we're doing this, we're sending out these, it's like waves of ripples of light coming through to clear as we anchor in with each one on this beautiful show tonight, wherever you are in the United States or otherwise, other countries. We're anchoring in for the peace grid, the beautiful cosmic being named peace, and the cosmic being named clarity, and the cosmic being wisdom. And the cosmic being named purification, purity. Cosmic being named Serapis Bay, the Ascension Master, is linking in with us as we're moving through this, which is a crystalline ray of pure light moving into our own ascension temple, our peace temple, whatever that might be for you. And we're calling in the Egyptian pyramids as well right now, linking in with the Egyptian pyramids, which are literally just clear everything, and they expand the light and they bring peace and centering. And we're all linking in together, holding hands around America, the I Am race. If you take the letters of America apart, it spells out I Am race. America is the I Am. It's Saint Germain's baby. He set up the foundation of it. Saint Germain is the ascended master, the father of the shift on earth, together with Jesus, Sananda. And the violet flame transmutes, transcends, and of course, Jesus, Sananda, is a golden flame. And, of course, we've got the magenta flame, Mother Mary, here front and center with us as well, the magenta ray. So as we link in with those three rays right now, the gold, and the violet and the pink ray. Let it just move into the to your own center with that energy. And we expand this throughout all of America right now, from corner to corner, state to state, town, city to city, town to town. This beautiful sphere of cosmic light now is just dropping through the ether. It's like, it looks like a beautiful crystal ornament. It's like so majestic and so radiant and shimmering and beautiful, and it has within it the full essence of the 12 concentric rays glistening, and it's dropping down through all consciousness within all beings within America, the I Am, simultaneously. Just feel that, receive it, let it integrate within your being in through the center of the earth, 1,000 feet down, with linking in with the harmonic shield, what we call the harmonic shield, which is kind of like a protection grid. And we're just moving into that. Everyone can feel that. It's a peace grid. We're just linking in with what's called the crystalline grid in the center of the earth. And we're bringing in more peace, the frequency of peace. In gratitude, graciousness to all legions working with us, and even Elvis playing to us. Love me, hear the music, love me tender. Love me, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. So it's like loving ourselves tender, and loving, and in that way, expanding that love out to each and every one else in our lives, and in I Am America. There we go. So we're linking in now very well. We can feel the energy of the whole America. And, of course, we can ask for the expansion out to all other countries who have or connected, linked in with us, and all continents on Earth, enveloping the entirety of humanity simultaneously. Remembering peace begins with me, with yourself. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. And in this way, when everything's recalibrated and we're in our center, we expand that out to all other consciousness. It helps for the divine solutions to come through, for the rebalancing, for everything to go from being chaotic to being more peaceful, harmonious, and clear solutions, rather than from people not reacting just from emotions, but rather from divine will, which is the blue silver ray, divine order, divine will, divine mind, love, wisdom, and power, the threefold flame, the magenta ray, the gold ray, the blue silver. Love, wisdom, and power always prevails as we bring the threefold flame down through, as it flows down through our crown center and into the heart center, and integrates within our entire being, cellular, cellular self. There we go. And we're expanding that out to all of America right now. And as we are bringing this through, again, I never know what they're going to bring through before we do these special dispensations. But just receive that, link into it, and see all the divine solutions and divine protection, and moving forward with our government, with Washington, D.C., in a higher the higher frequency of 2021. Those who cannot uphold that frequency or not are being basically moved out of the way is what's happening also. And nothing, and it's like still cleaning up time, remnants of old archaic consciousness, the old authoritarian stuff is being basically brought to the surface to be transmuted, transcended, cleared away. But remembering, they're saying that we're always protected. You're always in the protection. And the sooner you connect with, reconnect, realign with your center every day in every way and seek a way to do that easily, like within 3 minutes or within 10, you know, bring back. As soon as you do that, you will feel the oneness and the connectedness, and you'll be helping the rest of your country and the rest of the world simultaneously. It's not difficult. We're not alone. And the most important thing is to move back into our center each day, morning and night, and hold that center, hold that frequency, because this is a powerful year of manifestation. It's a 5-year, and what you think, you create. So let's move into creating the highest good for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters, for our country, and for the entire planet, and all therein. And dreams do come true in blue Hawaii. That's what Elvis is saying in his final message here. And you don't, and he's saying you don't have to be in Hawaii to have blue Hawaii, because it's a symbolism. The beautiful blue, the waters. If you envision beautiful waters, if you've ever been to Hawaii or if you haven't, just envision a beautiful ocean right now. You're at the beach. The sand is glistening. And the waters are literally blue, crystalline. And the sun is shimmering on the waves, and it's just magnificent. So tune into that. Move into that ocean of grace, as Guru Mai and all the other gurus have said many times. The ocean of grace. Dive deeply into the ocean of grace and bring back yourself to your higher self, to your center, to your all-seeing eye, to your knowing that all is well, that all is anchored. And in this way, you are helping not only yourself, but the entirety of humanity and all that's going on. And then visioning for that peace on earth and for everything being realigned and revised and changed for the highest good of all. And in gratitude, we come back to earth now. This is just guided beautifully tonight. Back to earth, back to center, and back into our bodies. And gratitude, gratitude, gratitude to all the legions for this beautiful dispensation tonight. And Elvis, we love you. We love you. I can see him in his beautiful white outfit that he had when he passed, before he passed, you know, that last show he had done in Hawaii when he had white, and he's in that color outfit right now, and he's smiling, and he's playing his guitar, Blue Hawaii.
Well, thank you, Athena. That was a nice meditation, really very relaxing. We don't have a lot of people tonight, so we might be able to get to everybody, okay, or most people. But before we go to the phone lines, why don't we let these folks know how they can best get in touch with you? So I'm going to turn that over to you for a moment.
Sure. So for our two teleconferences this month, the new moon and the full moon, January 14th and 28th, I'm doing special two conferences, and they're $50 for both teleconferences. They're very powerful in manifesting prosperity and helping advance your careers for 2021. And also, sessions are $50 this month for 30 minutes. We do the energy work and guidance that comes through very powerfully for your life on all levels. And you can get in touch with us through just calling directly, 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063, or athenastar808@gmail. Very simple. athenastar808@gmail. You can go and look at my website if you want, athenastar.com. There's not a lot on there, but basically if you just get in touch with us, I'll send you more information, more full information about our events coming up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Athena. Are you ready to go to the phone lines?
We are. We're ready.
All right. I haven't talked to anybody, so I'm going to call you out by area code. First up is area code 805, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi, David. This is Donna from California. Happy New Year.
Hi, Donna. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Hi, Athena.
Yes, hi. Happy New Year.
Hi. Thank you. I had something happen to me the other day. I was learning Samadhi meditation in a Zoom class, and the last day the teacher went into a private room on, you know, the Zoom, and she gave me my mantra, and she said, now hold it in your heart area, and I did. And all this sadness came out. It almost felt holy, and it lasted a long time. And then the following day, I'm sitting up in my bed, and out of the corner of my eye, I see somebody swooshing in. He has robes on. It's like he's going into a tunnel. He's swooshing through a tunnel. And then I saw him perfectly, his face, his smile, everything. He was absolutely beautiful. And I could feel that he was from an angelic realm, you know, from God's kingdom or something. And then I, all of a sudden then, you know, this lasted for a while, and then I felt this unbelievable joy like I never experienced in my heart, and then he disappeared. So I wanted to know your take on this, please.
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. Oh, I can't stop thinking about him. He was just so beautiful.
Do you know what color the robes were?
Black and white, I believe. Might have been another color, too, but I just kind of remember seeing black and white.
Yeah. And the mantra, was it a whoever gave you
Samadhi.
That, was she Hindu?
Samadhi, I don't know what that is.
Okay,
Samadhi,
yeah,
meditation.
Samadhi, yeah, that's, mm-hmm.
Indian, right?
Right, East Indian, yeah. Samadhi is, when you go into Samadhi, that's like going into bliss and into a higher dimension, mm-hmm. So hold on now, yeah, because I'm getting, it was one of the Himalayan masters. I'm going to just try to tune into which one it was. Hold on. Oh, okay, Dwal Cool. It was Dwal Cool, D-W-O-L.
Okay.
K-U-L. You can look, research about him. He's a very beautiful Himalayan master, and I believe his focus is peace, ironically, and ascension, and he's a wonderful master. So that's one of your master teachers, I would say. That's one of your master teachers, one of them. Mm-hmm. He's the one that's focusing with you. Mm-hmm. You've known him from ancient.
D-W-A-L-K-U-L? D-W-A-L,
yeah.
And then K-U-L?
Dwal. D-W-O-L. Dwal.
Okay.
I think I'm going from memory
okay.
on the spelling. And then K-U-L. Dwal Cool. And you'll find him. If you research about him, you'll find, I'm sure, information about him. And he's a beautiful master. And he's very... I knew someone that used to just work with him a long time ago, years ago, and he was her master. It was her personal master, and he was very personal. He always was watching out and giving her messages and stuff. So he's a great being. So anyway, that's who that was, and he brought you through into another. He raised your vibrations, is what he was doing.
Yeah. And then I had the best Christmas I've ever had. My sister gave me an almost brand new car. My brother gave me earpods. He gave me a smart TV, Netflix. I mean, it was just amazing. I've never received so much at Christmas.
Wow.
Well, then I gifted my car to my other sister because I figured if someone's gifting, you know, me a car, I'm going to gift my car, pay it forward, you know. So she was happy to receive my car.
Yeah. So someone actually gave you a new car?
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
I was going to say, it's a relative. Your brother-in-law, isn't that wonderful?
That Honda Accord hybrid. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Anyway,
I drove it around.
They were able to, and they wanted to. And, yes, the grace comes through, see? So it's like Samadhi, right? You went into – so so they helped you open up your kundalini energy is what happened, and you're raised into a vibration, and that's the grace. But remember just one thing is not to put all your – don't give up your power to any of, you know, the gurus and things like that. Or, you know, it's they're always teaching you to come into your own power, your own mighty I Am presence, your own essence. Self. So just be careful of that. But Dwal Cool, yeah, he is cool. He's neat. That's who that was.
I know you have other callers. I just want to ask you real quick. Do you see someone coming in for me, a partner, a male partner soon? Because it's been so long. I know I ask this a lot because it just doesn't happen.
That's okay. I think I remember talking to you before. Do follow up with us because there is more to come through for you for a New Year's reading. So try to get in touch with me this month if you can, okay, for a follow-up. But the bottom line is, yes, and a lot of what was to happen last year, they're saying, will be happening this year. And I'm getting by or before mid-year, Donna. There will be someone new coming in mid-year around that time, between May through, I want to say, September. That's the most powerful time that they're showing me. Of when, so just know that. Know you're already with him. He's in your energy field, and we'll go into that more if you call for a little private session.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So it's
Thank
a pleasure
you,
to be with you again. Yeah.
You
namaste.
Too. Namaste. Aloha. Ciao.
Aloha. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, you too.
God
David.
Bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Okay. All right, our next caller is from area code 775, and you're live. What is your first name?
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi, Wendy.
Nice to speak with you. And hello, Star.
Yes, hello. Go ahead. What are your questions today, Wendy?
Thank you. I was wrongfully fired. It was a violation of ADA on October 19th. I do have an attorney named Taylor. Will I win my lawsuit? Will there be a settlement? About when will there be a determination?
So when's the last time you talked to your attorney?
I would say that was probably 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, those things take time for sure. It feels like by the springtime it'll be, by or before spring is what I'm getting when it'll come to a conclusion. And I do get that it'll be a good outcome for you, a good outcome. I'm not getting specifics, but I'm getting it'll be a good outcome for you. And justice will be served. That's what they're saying.
Okay. And a financial settlement?
Yes, that's what, but I'm not sure it's going to be what you're anticipating, but it is going to be justice will be served is what I'm getting. But I'm not getting specific. I don't get specific numbers on questions like that. Okay?
Okay. Well, yeah,
Thanks for calling, Wendy. I think I won't call until
February.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay, our next caller is area code 773, and you are live. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Nancy.
Nancy, hi there.
How are you all?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. I am just wondering if you see any changes for me. Is that too broad?
Yeah, I hate when people go, okay, I want a reading, just what's around me? No.
Right?
Because I'm more of a specific tune-in kind of a clairvoyant, medium. What state are you in, Nancy?
Oh, what state?
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Thank you, because it just helps me to know where people are. So what area of your life did you want a question, I mean, a focus with?
How about work and finances, that type of thing?
Okay, and what kind of work do you do or what's your career path?
I write.
Okay.
I'm a writer.
Very good. Writing as in books or articles or?
No, just proposals for businesses. Business
proposals.
To business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm open for others, other careers.
Of course. Now, when you can always expand your writing, you know, in other areas. Yeah. No, you're very good at what you do. Proposals, and I get like grants, that kind of thing. You write grants.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, you're very excellent. You're excellent at what you're doing. I'm getting between now and April, there's some area that you're going to move into that's going to bring more prosperity to you. And it has to do with writing, but it's like, I'm seeing like a hand out, like an offer, some corporation or something's going to say, hey, why don't you blah, 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 and it'll be a step up, it'll be more prosperity, but similar to what you're doing, but a little more involved. I don't know what,
okay.
That's what I'm getting. That's the words coming through. So that's excellent, and that's coming up between now and April. So keep your eyes open, keep projecting, visioning what, just send, we don't always have to know the details when we're wanting to create something, you know, but just easier. The work will not be, you know, any more difficult either. So you want to just put that out there, more abundance for the value of your work, but also a step up in terms of what that would be for your, you know, your path. And that's what I'm getting. And I also get a book in the future that's coming when you allow the time for it. And just, it comes in, you know, flash, not always all at once, just when you feel inspired, but do the outline first and there is a book and it'll be successful and just self-publish, okay?
Okay, I will. Hey, could I just, if you have time, could you have any insights onto the past drama I've had with positions?
What did you say, the past drama what?
With my work positions. There's been a lot of drama in my past positions in a few of them.
Oh. Well, I'm getting that's the nature of that arena. I don't know why they're saying that, but that's the nature of that arena that you're in.
Okay.
The more you evolve yourself, if you meditate morning and night, sometimes people want to do that, but they don't. But if you start doing that this year, you're going to find more elevation in your work and in transcending these challenges that you've had or things like that where people won't respond in that way. It's just, it's your own evolvement, they're saying, if that makes sense. So that's coming.
It does, it's helpful.
Yep.
Okay.
And I also encourage you to follow up with a private session this month because there's a lot more for you there coming through, they're saying, more details that we don't want to go into on this line. Good things, though. Good things. Okay, sweetie?
Good. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you.
Thank
I'll
you.
Talk,
and you've got all the info. You got my
contact
info, right? You got it?
Yes, and if not, I think it's recorded and we can listen again.
That's correct.
It. Yes. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for calling, Nancy.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have two callers left at this point. We have area code 415 first.
Mm-hmm.
What is your first name, please?
Hello?
Area code 415, can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what is your first name?
Hello.
What is your first
name? Hello there, can we hear you? We need your name, sweetie.
Yes, this is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne.
I had on earbuds, so I was taking them off speaker, so... Now I'm here and ready. And my question is in the career area. I know I'm kind of creating my next job with parts of past jobs that I like and some new things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question would be things I can do for more clarity or areas that you see me shining in of gifts I haven't really used yet.
So what is your work right now? Like,
oh, I haven't since COVID. It doesn't exist.
What?
It doesn't exist.
Sorry.
My job, it does not exist any longer since COVID.
Okay. Well, what was it, and when you are, what are you working on to create, just in general?
Well, in general, I want to work with children and bringing out creativity and using their creativity.
Mhm. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, that is a good pathway for you. You're a teacher by nature and a healer, and you know, working on your spiritual gifts. But the I get things with children, perhaps videos or creative thing. I don't want to say it's just books. It's like creatively.
Exactly. That's the thing. It's something. It's something, you know, multimedia.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're learning multimedia and stuff like that?
On my own,
Promotion, Once you do that, then if you've worked with children, volunteer to work with children, a lot of times you can work with them on, they have all kinds of children programs now online. Do some research on that, where they even do things on Zoom, and they have children. I saw things the other day, like on Indeed.com, something about K-books or children. They have children's programs, jobs on Indeed.com. Do a search on that. And then from that, just gather information about what type of positions or what type of work is there, and then orient yourself to, you know, match what they're asking for if you don't have the qualifications already, and then work on it that way. But if you've already worked with even volunteering, a lot of times they want to just know that you've done that. And then, you know, just that's what you have to do is create your own template, they're saying, and then you'll have that. So yes, you're on the right track with it. I don't get the details at this level. I'm just getting videos or not videos, YouTubes or But I see you working with a group, and there's children.
Yeah, eventually face to face. I mean, of course now, but I really do like the face to face. A year from now, or whenever we can do it again, you know.
But I'm seeing you work on Zoom with some other people, like a group. So keep searching for that on those job sites. Do a Google search on the jobs, all those job websites, like Indeed and LinkedIn and all that, and just put in the search box, you know, children's programs, positions, or jobs for remote jobs, working with, you know, creative artists or creating art with children,
that's
or whatever it
part.
Is that you're doing. And then from those jobs descriptions, they're saying pull from that and then plug yourself in to fit into those arenas. And then from there, then you do your own thing at later. But that, and then put
got
in
it.
Remote, the remote things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere to give yourself a history. Yeah.
Yes, so that's a good way. And the fact that you're interested but you have a good background, a lot of times they'll hire people if they want to be remote and they have some background and stuff. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just use that as a template. But you're on the right track with it is what I'm getting. And you'll find the right people. And it's between now and April that you'll be more, you don't have to wait till April. It's just now is the time to
honing
really,
it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wonderful. Can I ask a quick black and white question? Mm-hmm. I haven't received my, how do you say, my reinstatement of unemployment. And mm-hmm. hopefully, it's been a week, and hopefully next week I'm going to hear of my, you know, with Congress passed, I needed the, I haven't gotten word of my renewal of my account.
Don't you have to go back in? You went back in to, you have an account. I don't know about it because I don't
everything,
do that.
Yeah, everything's online now. You don't have to do anything in person. And I got an email saying, wait, that's it. I got an email saying, your old one is ended. Just wait for the new one. So it's like, wow.
Okay, so you didn't have to sign up or anything?
It said do nothing. No, correct.
Okay.
The email said do nothing and wait.
It's a matter of the timing, and everybody's probably delayed with because there's so much going on and all that. So, yeah, it'll be coming to – it feels like by the middle of January. I'm kind of getting by the middle or soon thereafter. It's either next week or the week after, but it's soon coming. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will be patient.
Okay. Hang in there. You got it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for your reading.
God bless, and keep my number and stay in touch. Okay, aloha.
I sure will. Aloha.
Good night, Ann.
Night.
All right, we have one caller remaining. It's area code 708. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good, David. How are you?
Good, thank you. Say hello to Athena. Yeah.
Yes. Hello, Athena.
Hi there. And you're in what state, Barbara?
I'm in Illinois.
All right. We got them from all over tonight, eh, David? From East Coast to West Coast. Illinois. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead. How can we help? What's your question?
Mm-hmm. My question is I do energy work.
Mm-hmm.
And something inside is calling me to horses, to do energy work with horses. I've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see?
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I see horses right now because I'm very telepathic with horses. I love them. And they're all coming in, and they're going, yes. There's a circle around us. They're white, palomino, brown, dark, black, and they're in a circle, and they're all, you know how when they go, yeah, and they put up their front feet up in the air? That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad they're excited because I'm excited, but I got to be honest, I'm a little nervous because it's been many, many years since I was a teenager, early 20s has been around horses, but something is calling me to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you in the country where you are near horses?
No, I have to drive a couple of suburbs, towns, whatever, over to get to different facilities for that. No, it's not next door to me, no.
Okay. But also, you can do it in a long distance when you talk to people. You can do, I work with horses sometimes. I worked with some of the race, well, they don't, nobody knows it. But anyway, that you remember that horse that won the 9 races that year?
Secretariat?
No, the one after that. Oh, God, it's famous. Arabian horse. America something. America. Oh, it was such a powerful. Pharaoh. American Pharaoh. Egyptian horse. American Pharaoh. That was the name. 9 of the race of the, you know, world famous. He won the most races of all that year. Anyway, American Pharaoh. I worked with him, and he would communicate. Anyway, you have to. So what I'm trying to tell you is you don't have to be near them to work with them. But if you want to do it as a career and work with, then naturally you could go, you know, have to go and talk to people. A lot of people that own horses, they know their instinct. They know horses are intuitive. They're telepathic. They're very telepathic. And so maybe in the spring or whenever the time is right, and when you can, you know, things are better in the country to go and interact with people, go to somewhere where they own horses and just tell, you know, just do a little blurb of what you do and that you're going to start working with. Could you maybe practice, just volunteer to work with them? If they're not open, maybe it's just a matter of contacting people that have horses and telling them, you know, I work with horses and I help, I can do the energy work with them for you, whatever's going on. But it's not always 100%. Like if they're physically sick, maybe the energy work will help, but it doesn't always, they still need other physical help, right? What's going on with them?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just like us.
It's like being a pet psychic. So, yeah. So you can just practice with it. Practice with people that, just call them forth, people that would have horses to come to you and start doing that. You know, just do it voluntarily and then it'll develop more into something. But yeah, they're very telepathic and they operate on other levels. Mm-hmm.
You feel it will be very successful?
Successful how? You mean monetarily or just?
Well, I'm not always about money. Do I want to make money? Yeah, but I really wanted to be able to have a good customer base. I think that's more success than just making a lot of money, you know.
Right. So, yeah.
Just like you could have one client or two clients, and they can pay you a ton of money, but wouldn't you, you would rather have a lot of different individuals that you could help and give guidance to, you know.
Correct.
And that's
how
I'm
right.
Feeling.
That's right. That's a good approach. So yes, I do. And you've experienced, right, communicating with horses, and that's why you're interested in it, right?
I haven't. No, that's the thing. I haven't. I've done the body work for it, but I haven't really. I can communicate with other animals fairly well, but I haven't really communicated with horses. Something, I'm being drawn towards them.
Yeah, because they need a lot of help. Because a lot of times,
yeah,
their owners,
that's what I'm told.
The owners aren't sensitive to it, and they, well,
I want to be
they're
their
not
voice.
All abuse, but there's abuse that goes on and stuff, and they're always eager to communicate. I know that. Like when I've gone to one time the Lepizon horses, I'm in Florida, so we have outside of Sarasota, there's a training ground for the white Lepizons that are up.
Oh,
in,
yeah, they're beautiful.
Ones that are up in Saratoga, New York, during the summers. So they're here in the winter. And every month they have by donation, or they used to. They have by donation. You could go to where they are. They have this circle place, and they have a loudspeaker with the beautiful waltz music. Then the man, he passed away, the old man, but his children, I think, still do it. The family. It was a family thing, and we'd watch them all go. I was in seventh heaven. I would go into the barn, and they would just communicate with me, and I could tell they were tired, some of them, and so I just sent, you know, just sent them energy and just sent them light and love. And then when they were going around, just something I noticed, that some of them are more telepathic than others, but it's the most wonderful thing to help them. They all need help, you know, horses there. But the owners there were aware the horses were intuitive. They, too, they communicated with them. I knew that, but they didn't do energy work with them. So, yeah, so go ahead and pursue it and do it voluntarily and just connect and start developing it. So, yes, yes, it would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and
I want to be
their
voice.
Area where there are a lot of horses and, you know, the farms and stuff, and you could start showing them how your work could help them. Yeah, you have to show people, you know, so they understand. But there's also people who have horses would be happy. But if if it's going to benefit them in some way, then they would, you would have a good, you have to show the people, well, how are you going to benefit my horse, you know? You're going to make them run faster?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, make them run
mm-hmm.
faster. That's what they want. No, that's not your intention, you know?
No,
that,
no.
That then gets into, you know what I mean? Make my horse
yeah,
win
I do.
That race.
Yeah.
No, not that. I'm just joking with you.
Yeah.
No, and then there's the equestrian, and there's all kinds. So, yes, it would be good. And there'll be some that'll be open to it and some that won't. But, yeah, start practicing it, developing it, volunteer, and calling the horses forward to bring you to them. And they will, because I just got them all galloping as you were. Remember, I just told you that. Okay?
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting the memory of the Lepizon. That was so wonderful. I could tell, and they were really tired, those horses. And I helped them because it was hot. It was in Florida, and it was hot that day, and they didn't want to go out there and prance around. So I sent them energy, and I said, "Oh, it'll be okay." And then they just kind of perked up, and they got it. You know, the
mm-hmm.
light. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was so
yeah.
sweet. Thanks for letting me
well,
bring back
you.
That memory. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we just have to keep pressing on with the light, as you and David and I and everybody else know. We gotta stay on our high flying disc.
Amen.
That's it.
You're not kidding. Well, thank you for that, Barbara. We do need
thank
to
you.
Focus on the light and let the rest mm-hmm. of it go by the wayside. So,
yep.
nothing to fear except for fear itself. No.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Barbara, thank you for calling, and best wishes
thank
to you.
Thank
okay.
you, both.
Yeah.
God
bye.
Bless. Well, Athena, thank you so much. We've come to the end of the hour, and you got to everybody tonight, so that's wonderful.
It was
and,
a pleasure. It was wonderful. Mhm.
Yeah, I will talk to you soon about setting up a return date. But
okay.
For now, let's just take a moment to pause and reflect on the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.
Could we give
Go
the
ahead,
phone
Athena.
Number one more time?
Absolutely.
Just as a reminder, 808-258-1063, 808-258-1063, Athena Starr, and call for our 2 teleconferences this month and also for the readings, and I work on a sliding scale also. Thank you so much. It was a wonderful, wonderful, powerful Elvis birthday show tonight, David.
Thanks, Athena. I always had a show. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.